Daniels.com. And here with a look at what's happening on this Friday is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Happy Friday, everyone. The Indianapolis public school system plans to file a lawsuit against the state if the Department of Education moves forward with the takeover of some of the district's high schools. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
IPS Superintendent Eugene White says four of the six Indianapolis schools eligible for state action should have been taken off probation. The four in question are high schools that include 7th and 8th grades. White says the scores used to measure improvement should have only included the high school grades and not the lower ones as well. White says the lawsuit is necessary because the Department of Education's decisions are motivated by politics.
We want a third opinion. We don't believe that these four schools were treated fairly in the tabulation.
The school board approved the plan to file suit by a 4-3 vote. Dissenting members were concerned about the length of the legal action and its cost. School board member Samantha Adair White says White should have acted sooner.
Why is it that we're waited this late in the ball game to appeal? Why didn't we appeal in the fourth year? Why we didn't appeal in the third year? Why did we wait until 5 years later?
White says IPS will present its case to the State Board of Education at its meeting Monday. If the board still approves the takeover, White says the district will then file the lawsuit. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Also at the meeting last night, the IPS board voted to extend Superintendent White's contract by a year through June of 2015. IPS School 48 at 34th and Central will reopen this morning. Maintenance workers spent Thursday cleaning up and airing out the school after a fire Wednesday afternoon. No one was hurt. Indiana University says its spending on research topped $500 million in a single fiscal year for the first time ever. The school announced Thursday that it spent a record-breaking $509 million on faculty research projects during the 2010-2011 fiscal year. IU President Michael McRobbie said faculty and staff should feel immense pride in the extraordinary achievement because research is vital to the school's growth. The university says the $509 million its faculty spent on research represents about a $1.2 billion economic impact on the state of Indiana. IU's economic impact is reflected in the number of startup companies the university has helped launch, particularly those in information technology and the life sciences. Nearly 1,900 volunteers are fanning out across the area today and tomorrow for United Way of Central Indiana's Day of Caring. 85 projects are planned at nonprofit agencies, schools, and child care centers. Indianapolis area businesses are participating by allowing their employees to volunteer to help out the community. Governor Mitch Daniels and the Indiana Arts Commission have announced this year's recipients of the Governor's Arts Awards. The six honorees include the Children's Museum of Indianapolis. The awards will be presented next April in South Bend. And this weekend, there's an opportunity to celebrate the diversity of culture in Indianapolis. WFYI's Jill Sheridan has more.
The fourth annual A World of Difference, an international parade, promises to be bigger and better than ever. The Lafayette Square Area Coalition is organizing the event, which aims to celebrate the rich ethnic cultures of Indy. The city has been promoting Lafayette Square as an international marketplace in an effort to revitalize the neighborhood. The parade kicks off at noon on Saturday and marches northbound on Lafayette Road. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
WFYI weather today through Wednesday, sunny days and clear nights, highs in the low to mid-80s. Overnight lows in the low to mid-60s. This morning, we have clear skies and 66 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. 6:34 now in sports on this Friday morning. The Colts meet the reigning Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers tonight at the stadium. An 8 p.m. kickoff.